Senator Hogan's proposal calls for Maryland, the district, Virginia, and the federal government to each put up $125 million a year over 4 years. But Metro Board member Steve McMillan, who represents the federal government, says the region's leaders shouldn't assume that help will arrive from some unidentified savior.
I don't think it's wise for us to count on some large check coming out of the ether to save us from the hard decisions we need to make.
Governor Hogan's hope by doing this is that the region will have time to develop a more permanent solution to Metro's funding. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.